welcome to episode 607 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. Today I'm joined by a friend of the show, Marshall 205.
What up?
Gerald's gone again, deserted the post.
Well, I mean, now, it was overdue on a vacation.
Yeah, it had been a month and a half.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's at the coast. I'll let you decide which one. And he left it in our capable hands. And we have no plan. Just to talk for a little while. See how it goes.
Yeah, I think it'll go perfect. As it always does.
Now, if you've listened to an episode that's just the two of us before, typically on some sort of game, and we just pull the audio out of that. So if you hear some background noise, that's what's going on. It won't be your background audio. It's always mine that it pulls. I always think I have it where it won't do that, and then every time I listen to the recording, it just has nonsense in the background. I think it had Dredge in the background last time. Tonight I'm in Sackboy's Big Adventure because I'm one trophy away. Have been for some amount of time, will be for some amount of time. Stupid.
As it turns out.
It's stupid, man. There's a... if you've played it, there's these knitted knight trials. The last one is where you do all of them in one. You have to do it in under 10 minutes, and you can be hit twice, and you can't fall off at all. So the second hit kills you. So really, you can be hit once, and you can't fall off at all. And it's a real bastard, is the only thing I know to tell you.
Yeah, we played it. We played that game together and beat it together, and that knitted knight trial was hard.
Yeah, there's no reason for it.
I remember it. I remember you running through it. I remember, I think I just died. Like, I would just run off and kill myself so that you could...
So that I could try again.
Get it for both of us.
Yeah, because if you're in the party when I get it, it gives it to you.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, if I get to the point where I feel like I'm close to getting it, maybe we should do that again.
Yeah, but I'm not above riding a coattail.
Oh, so listen to this. This is a breaking story. I watched this video of this guy who ran through it, and he's got all these runs of it, and he claims he has like the world record. I'm sure he does. And I messaged him because there's a video of him helping somebody get it. And I messaged him and was like, "Hey, you still helping people, bud?" And the guy's like, "Yeah. Just send me a friend request on PSN. I'll jump in. I'll help you get it." And, you know, people say shit all the time, but I did send him a friend request, and he's like, "Hey, when you want to try it?" And I'm like, let's do it whenever. Like, I'm good. You just, like, I'll be on your time, you know? This is today. And, because I'm not above this stranger I don't know getting it for me at this point. I love Little Big Planet. I want this trophy. I'm not capable myself. And, so he sends me a friend request or an invite to the game. He says, "Let's try it now." He sends me an invite to the game and it won't join. Just keeps erroring out. And he said, "Well, I don't know what's going on. Send me one and I will just do it on yours." So I send him one and he gets the same error. I send him pictures. He's getting the same error on his end. We try like five or six times. I'm, you know, reset the game, reset my PlayStation. He tries everything. He was like, "Dude, I've gotten this for all kinds of people and I've never had an issue connecting." And, I guess it just wasn't in the cards. I guess it just wasn't meant to be for some other person to boost this trophy for me. So shout out to the guy for trying. He did tell me to keep him on the PSN, and if he saw me online playing it, he would try to join again and help me get it. And maybe just the network was having issues. So I'm back to trying it on my own.
Back to soloing it.
And that's what I'll be doing during this episode. So if you hear me snap a controller in half, that's why. But shout out to that guy. He was extremely nice, and he wasn't asking for anything in return. And there's a ton of videos of him getting it for other people. And all he wants is for you to subscribe to his YouTube channel and in order to do it. Like, he's not asking for money or anything.
So, well, that's cool. Did you subscribe to his channel?
I did. I did actually subscribe to it before I even messaged him. Not because I thought that would help, but because I just, his run is really good, and I was like, I'll just do this, you know?
Yeah.
So, but he did tell me on his way out of it not working that he was like, "Hey, you can just get it on your own." He was like, "Don't rush. Don't try to run fast. Don't try to do the rolly thing. Just run it. Just run it and finish it, and you should be good." So you know me, I'm still doing the little rolly thing. I'm still trying to be fast. He's probably right in that I don't need to, but since I've been trying it on my own, that's how I've been playing. So it's like hard for me to do it different now because I've got a little bit of a pattern of how I run it. So still just trying. I will say I'm making it further than I've ever made it, but dude, it's heartbreaking when you make it 5 minutes in and then die.
Yeah.
It's all the way back to the beginning. I mean, it's just death. I don't know. This is what I was afraid the last level on Astrobot was going to be like. Having gone back to this after playing Astrobot, it's nothing like it. This is pure evil. It's not that what they're asking you to do is hard. It's long. To do anything for that long without messing up is asking a lot. So that's where I'm at, but I'm gonna run it while you're talking. You haven't been on in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd start by what you've been playing, and kind of what you have going on.
Yeah, so picked up Astrobot, and I know you guys talked about you grabbing a platinum on it the last time. And I'm not there yet. I hadn't played as much of it as you. I played some other games on the podcast together here. And I'll tell you, if you don't have it and you were thinking about buying it, it is a very well-made game and very very nostalgic to pay to some of the classic PlayStation stuff. So
I'm a little surprised that you have not played it as much. Like, you have given it a lot of time to just breathe, which is surprising because I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play it constantly.
yeah. So I have had a lot personal going on, and to the point to where coming home and going to bed sounded better than anything. So that's really what I was doing, was just trying to chill, get my mind right around things with my personal life and what's going on. But the way I look at it, bro, is everybody's got problems. Just happens to be my turn. So.
Yeah, it's hard to keep that perspective when it is your turn. When it's happening to you, it's hard to see it that way. And sometimes games are an escape, but sometimes I get it, you're just too damn tired to worry about anything.
Yeah, I have to be in the right mood to play certain games. And Astrobot's one of those games where I'm like, I need to be in a good mood. Like, I need to be in a focused, having fun, or this game will be frustrating. And nothing about this game should be frustrating.
Yeah, see, that's weird because for me, Astrobot's the opposite. It's the kind of game I can play no matter what because it's a little bit thankless. I can just turn it on and do. Now, I guess when you're trying to get some of the, not the bots, the bots and the puzzle pieces are fine, but when you're trying to do some of those challenge runs on there, I guess maybe you need to be somewhat focused. But that's the kind of game where you could just turn a podcast on and relax and just not think about anything. For me, Dredge is the
Right.
same way. It's just a good Cult of the Lamb was the same way for me. Like, no matter what I had going on, I could just pop it on and not think and just go through the motions. And I like a game like that. Not all the time, but when I'm in that kind of mood. But hopefully you dive back into it and at least see it through.
Yeah, I will for sure. I'm close to beating the game. Not platinum it, but close to the bit to the to the finishing it. But of course, I'm gonna wanna platinum it.
Do you think you're going to go for the platinum?
Yeah.
It's a really easy platinum. It has, you know, there's a couple annoying things that you have to do. Mostly just being that last challenge I found to be super annoying. But it's really not a bad platinum.
Just a game this good for me would be doing it a disservice by not platinum it because it is so good.
See, that's why I was willing to let a stranger do my Little Big Planet for me, because I love Little Big Planet and have for many a years, and I love this game, and I think it's dumb that I don't have the platinum. You know, there's no shame. I don't have any problem telling somebody that somebody else got it for me. Because I put the time in. Like, if you're watching this before I pull this off of Twitch, like, you can see I've put the time in. Because I'm running it right now. And I'm pretty damn good at the first 4 minutes of this, and I'm pretty damn bad at everything after that.
Yeah.
But I just do bonehead things because I get in a rush. And I can't take the advice from the guy who's really good at it, who just says, hey, slow down, take your time. All you got to do is beat it. And I know that that's true, but not in my head, it ain't. My head's like, go fast.
Yeah.
Because
Turn left.
it's a time thing. So it's like the idea that I'll just take my time seems completely backwards from what I think the challenge is, you know?
Yeah. I
But.
was putting my Oculus back up here, but you know, you were asking about what we played, so or what I played, so a little bit, you know, a little bit of or quite a bit of Astro Bot, and then I just got a new game, World of Outlaws 2024, dirt racing game. I you know how much I enjoy my racing games, and platinum the first one, and working my way toward. You know, I will platinum this one as well. Just something I enjoy, something fun I like, something I know I just would destroy friend of the show Patman at.
Yeah, he's terrible at racing games.
Yeah,
Just absolutely the worst.
even F1 games,
Yeah, I'd say especially F1 games.
which is what he likes if he were to like a form of racing, but
I've never seen someone just be bad at a genre like he is. It's just
Yeah,
all racing games. It doesn't even matter what kind.
he's pretty good at shooters, but
He's pretty good at everything else. He's just so bad at racing games.
no bad.
Just the worst.
Yeah.
He started listening, so I feel like the more we can talk down to him, the better. See, we were able to. I was able to get away with a lot for a long time because he didn't listen to the show. But he started listening, so I feel like attacking him now is even better somehow.
Heck yeah.
You good over there? You got real focused voice all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was in the middle of doing something, sorry. It was this one little jump that I had to make sure I landed and then move on to the next section, but I got it. But you know, I was playing a little bit of that, and we started playing The Devil in Me,
Yeah.
which is remarkably good, but those games have been for us. As we've been playing through them, we've really enjoyed playing
Yeah, the Dark
those
Pictures
games.
anthology
Yeah.
from Supermassive. It is the latest one. They've announced another one. I can't remember what it is. We need to get through this. So we did the thing that I hate with these games, and we started it and then haven't played it. Our game night jumped in the way of it right after we had started it, and then Astro Bot came out. And
Yeah.
we just picked a super dumb time to start it. And because it's so story based, I don't want to get so far away that I don't remember the characters and how I was playing them and kind of what was going on. You know, I don't think I'm in any risk of forgetting the story next week or anything, but I do worry about how I was playing the character. When we play, I feel like we do the same thing in that we play the characters the way that we feel like those characters should be played, but we don't really talk about how we're playing those characters.
Yeah, so that is one thing that I do enjoy about like how we play is that we very much allow the characters to make the decisions as we make those decisions for them based on how we feel the characters would be if they were truly going through this, you
Yeah, but
know?
the thing I like that we do is we do just what you just described there, but we don't talk about how we think the characters feel. So you could think somebody is an asshole, and I could think they were a nice person, and we would both play them differently. Because during that game, you do control the same people at different times. And I like that. And then since the first game, since Man of Medan, we have gotten to where we don't communicate what we're seeing either, which I'm also a huge fan of because. It allows for more surprises and more of the unknown, I feel like. Because I
Yeah.
never have any idea what's going on unless we're together with what you're doing. And so you're seeing a different side of it than I am. And I think that's an interesting way to play it. I think it's a little bit ruined if you're telling me, like, hey, I'm at a door. And I'm like, well, I'm on the other side of that door. If you don't know it's me pounding on that door, and I don't know it's you on the other side either, you know, things like that, I think make it more interesting.
Yeah, so just in a little part of that. Like jump scares, you don't say anything even on those, and they get me, and I'm like, well, all right.
Now we've played
But
all of those games, and this one so far, it got you more than any jump scare I ever remember.
yeah, it's true.
And it was like, I don't know, 5 minutes into the game.
Yeah,
I
it was
hate
pretty
jump
wild.
scares. I despise them. It definitely got me too, but it didn't get me like it got you because it got you like verbally. Like you let out a little shriek.
Yeah,
No, it was more intense than that. That
I
sounded more sexual than what you had done whenever it
was
happened. You didn't
that's
sound
pretty good.
scared, you sounded surprised. In a way that I found hilarious. And I did set you up for failure a little bit by letting you believe it was something else, because I had gone through first.
Yeah.
And I set you up, but not on purpose, because when I got scared, because I try not to tell you what's going on, when it happened to me, I just blurted out the first thing I saw because it irritated me that I got tricked. And then you took that as you thought you knew what was coming.
Yeah, I did. When I popped through there, I was like, "Oh, look at that thing!" And then I'm like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah,
But
yeah.
it was a little more intense. I think my voice might have been a little higher
It
pitched.
was super high pitch, which is not a thing that you usually do. It was just too good for me. I loved everything about the way that that moment hit you. I love those games. They're just so good, and they're a little bit janky. I don't know if that adds to the kind of spookiness because things aren't perfect, but man, they're super good. And I like that we've played them all. Now, we always wait forever to play them once they come out, but we buy them when they come out. We should probably stop doing that, either wait to buy them or just play them when they come out. Either one.
Yeah,
Because
I will agree
we could have
there.
picked this one up on the cheap if we were going to wait this long to play it. But either way, it's fantastic. And I do like supporting them too as a developer. So just really fun. I'm sorry to derail you there. What else have you been playing? Also,
Oh, no.
while you're on the World of Outlaws, is the second one any better? Like, is it doing anything different than the first one?
So yeah, they have micro sprints. They have different couple different classes. They've redone like how you go through your career mode is not as intense. Like it's not so much about a story as it's about, racing. Tracks are pretty well the same. I haven't really noticed a lot of different tracks, but of course I've only played a few local where there's some new tracks in the game, but as far as the physics, the way it handles, everything like that, but it's made by iRacing, so very, very good title, very, very good publisher when it comes to racing games, and they are doing NASCAR 2025, so they will be putting it out.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how people respond to that. Because
That game ought to be really good.
it should be, but it's going to be different than what people have been getting out of those games.
Yeah, so this is a a mixture. This game is a mixture between arcade and simulation dirt racing. And what I mean by that is you can't just go in there and hold it wide open and smack the wall and run around. Like if it was an arcade game, that would be fine. But the game is also forgiven in a sense like an arcade game, to where if you jump in the throttle too hard, it doesn't spin it out. Like if you play on iRacing on the PC and you're in a dirt late model and you hit the corner and you gas it too hard, you'll really pitch the rear end out there and spin out or stuff like that. So this game I hadn't really seen a problem to that. So
Have you played enough of it to, do you feel like you know what this game is? Like there's no surprises coming, probably.
I would say that I probably have, but I don't know. I really don't know
Is it
because
the,
I haven't, there's some series I haven't started.
I guess what I'm wondering is why they made a number two.
Yeah, so in the last one they came out, they did not have like a lot of the they wound up doing a lot of updates and putting different series in. This time they came out with all the series already in there. So you have your UMP open wheel modifieds, you have your midgets, you have your 305s, your 410s, which are your sprint cars with the different size engines in them. You have your micro sprints, which are like a sprint car with a street bike engine in them.
So I guess
You have.
if you're not somewhere where you have good internet or aren't connected online, you probably didn't get the full experience through the first one then.
Yeah,
If you weren't
probably
getting the
not.
updates.
Probably not.
I guess it's okay then if I just sometimes like a sequel for a sequel's case, like for the sake of having a sequel and selling more copies, I don't love, but I guess if they made all those changes after the fact and a lot of people, don't necessarily have access to that, then maybe it makes sense.
Yeah, well, you had to buy them. Like
Oh.
some of them though were DLC.
And
Oh.
these are just coming straight, like everybody gets these.
Yep, big block modifieds, which they race a lot up in New York area. And they're getting more series sponsorship. So if you watch Flow Racing and Dirt TV, then you're going to see a lot of the sponsorships and name brand stuff that they do there.
What are you eating?
Yeah.
People hate when you eat on there, just so you know.
No,
No, they do.
I got something hung in my throat there and I had to take a drink. Sorry.
You're definitely eating too. People hate when you eat. I just want you to know that.
But anyways.
They're going to come at me because you're eating, so that's just what's important that I call it out.
But anyways, so like they have the King's Royal on there and they have the World 100 and those prestigious races that are in on the game, which is kind of cool. But anyways, I really enjoy that game. And then we've been playing a game on Oculus. What's the name of that thing? Is it Con? What is it?
On MetaQuest also.
MetaQuest.
It's called Zero Caliber Reloaded.
Yeah. And that was Patman's game, and actually turned out pretty good. Not bad. Was fun.
It's definitely fun, not without issues, but fun, and I feel like everybody had a good time with it.
Yeah.
We completed his 4 weeks. I would play the game more. The second one just came out. If everybody was in agreement, I would even consider buying the second one before everybody gets good at it.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah,
we
I agree
did
with that.
finally play online after completing the campaign, and let me tell you, some folks are good at it.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like we were terrible, especially as we got more comfortable. I should have backed all the way out and fixed my loadout before continuing to play, because I did not enjoy myself in multiplayer with the guns that I had, and so I definitely had to pick up someone else's to even have a good time, and so that was a little bit irritating. But the game's fun. It really gives me Firewall vibes, which is a game we play quite a bit of on PlayStation.
Yeah.
It gives me those vibes, and I really think it's good. I hope they made a lot of improvements in the second one. There's a lot I think could be better. It's close, but it could be better. And so I think they had a lot of area for opportunity, and I'm definitely interested to see. It is $30, but I think it was half off the other night. I'm not sure if it's still on sale.
Yeah, so we've been playing that, and then we downloaded, and you guys may have talked about this on one of the shows previous, Harry Potter's Quidditch Champions. I'm mixed about this game. Huge, huge, huge Harry Potter fan. Really, really was excited for this when it came out. And as far as the game, right? Let's just talk about the game for a second. I thought they did a fantastic job with how you fly on the brooms, how you look, how the Quidditch pitch looks, the quaffle. I think the game visually looks good. I think the game is, if I did 1 through 10, 10 being the hardest level, I would say it's probably like a 7.5 on just playing, and here's why. I might even go higher than that, because you have to control two characters, and in a game as fast paced as this, it controlling two characters doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I know what people are gonna think. Well, hell, you control everybody in college football if you're playing, you're a quarterback, you're the running back, you're the wide receiver, right? It's not that fluid. You have to switch to the other player. Sometimes if you don't switch, then that the computer's playing that player, and AI just does not have the brain of a human to react on how a human would react to a human. So I don't particularly care for that. And then the Golian is, and I know somebody's going to listen to this and be like, man, I'm just fantastic, love this game. And if you do, fantastic, good. But for me, I was terrible. I think I saved one save the entire night that we played. Was god awful at it, and I couldn't see. Like, I just could not see the guys coming at me and where they were going to go with the quaffle. So, but all in all, I like the game. It's a game I'd go back and play if you guys wanted to play it again. I don't know that it would be an every night game for me. But I have not been itching to play it since we played it, so there's that too.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same. I haven't wanted to play it since we played it. It was interesting. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I also think it was a little tough. I think probably Rocket League was tough when we started too, though. I think it probably just takes time. I think for me, more than anything, it's like I never found a groove.
Yeah.
I never felt comfortable. And so I never. I don't know. I just never got in a rhythm. And I think for games like that, or at least for you to be good at games like that, you have to get in a rhythm. And I just never found that rhythm. So I'm glad we tried it. I'm not jonesing to play it again, to be honest with you. I've not even thought about it since we played it.
Yeah. So an update they need to make, and if anybody from that studio's listening to this show, shout out. You made a good game. We like it. It's hard. However, your matchmaking's broken, which most games that come out with multiplayer, where you're competing against each other, do. Matchmaking's horrible. There should be no reason I should be a level 2 and there with a 45. And because it just makes it unbearable to play with. Now, I don't know that that 45 is any stronger than me, or any his broom's for sure faster than mine, because I saw that you could update and upgrade players.
Well, at the very least, he's played it a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, the guy has played or the gals played way more hours than me. So.
Now, I assume there's only a couple reasons that the balancing is broke. You didn't have time to get that part fixed, which is kind of unacceptable in a multiplayer-only game. Or you don't have a big enough player base, so you've got to keep it open to everybody, which also shouldn't be a thing in a brand new game.
Right.
So I'm a little curious, but there seems to be no balancing at all. I mean, multiple games we were paired with somebody much higher level.
Right. Yeah, we were. And when you think about it though, the game come out on the pass. If you have a certain tier here, you're able to scoop it up for the free. But it, yeah, I'm with you. I'm glad we played it. It was a fun time. I would go back to it if you wanted to play it one night, but it just baffles me that it's 3-on-3 and
Yeah. I thought
not
that's.
deeper.
I get why they did that because there may not always be action, I guess, but. Because playing goalie is a little bit boring. But I would have preferred being a little bit bored as goalie than I am trying to switch off of goalie, on the goalie, off of goalie, on the goalie. And same thing. To me, it was. I don't want to say it's a missed opportunity, but you had so much goodwill after Hogwarts Legacy that I don't know that this is the next game I would have put out.
Right. Yeah, so
Because they're not even in my opinion, they're not even in the same world of, the same atmosphere of how good they are.
yeah. So outside of that, I played quite a bit of Cult of the Lamb. I know you and I kind of talked about that the last time.
Yep.
I'm about 62% through it, 13 hours in.
Haven't played it again since the last time we talked.
I haven't.
Because you're never going to beat it.
We were on the games that I previously mentioned, and then we jumped over and played just a little bit of Party Animals. Still trying to wait on Party Animals to come to PlayStation to really see, if your game save data is going to move over, or how they're going to view that game over here, and how it'll be supported over
Now, I
here.
don't think you know this, but they just big update over there. Two new race modes for two new tracks for the racing, and
Okay.
a new game mode. And when you're in that snow house, like that, you can just play with people.
Yeah, which we never do.
We never do that. Yep. And a new level. I think it's called Garfat's Ring. So it's we were talking. Not on anything, just you and I together. We're talking about that boxing ring. I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm interested to see what that's going to bring. I enjoy that game, hopefully. I will say, we played enough of this game to that I can go on record and say this and it not be me just being shitty at the game, but they broke the punching, they broke the fighting mechanics on it because you can walk up to someone and just be constantly punching and their head rocking back and nothing happened to them.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but they for sure changed something that is very noticeable. There's lots of people online talking about it. It hasn't been the same since. I don't know why they did it or what they did or what the reasoning was or if that was even the plan, but something is definitely different there. The player count is suffering on it. I don't know when the exclusive is up for Microsoft. But it needs life breathed into it, and it's listed on the PlayStation. You can wish list it. As of this
Right.
recording, I still don't think there's a date that I have seen, but it needs some help, and they've been awful quiet lately, and I know I just said they put a bunch of new stuff in, but they didn't talk for almost a month anywhere on their socials, so my guess is all that work is coming or is happening behind the scenes, and the game is coming sooner rather than later. But it needs to because I don't know what kind of legs this thing has on it if it stays where it's at. I give that team a lot of credit. I think the updates have come very quick, but I think people are getting bored with another cat, another dog, 6 months between new levels,
Another
and
rabbit.
another rabbit, right? And they're not a huge studio and they have supported it well, but this is what you see out of Concord and what people are talking about with games as a service. You have to the amount of support that's required to keep one running well is expensive. It takes people, it takes assets, it takes time, energy, money, all of those things. And if you don't have a player base who's then spending money, you're in a mess. You can buy party animals, but I think most people got it for free. It's on Game Pass for PC and for Xbox. And then when it does come to PlayStation, I believe that it's already been leaked that it's going to be on the extra tier, I think, of PlayStation Plus. You know, so they're taking their money in chunks from your console, you know, from Microsoft and from Sony. That's how their money's coming in. So they rely on those microtransactions to keep the money coming. And I think you bought money once.
Yeah, I have.
And I haven't bought any money, and we've played the shit out of that thing. We did both buy the little DLC pack they had to make it the deluxe edition for the characters and also to support them.
Yes.
But, you know, it gets expensive, right? When we're complaining about nothing coming out, if nothing's coming out, they're not also making any money and their player counts are going down. And so, you know, it's definitely a balancing act. I don't mean to make it seem like it's easy to run a game like that, because I wouldn't know the first thing about it. But to me, that game is suffering from the fact that it does need new things. To stay interesting and relevant, it needs new stuff, because it's one of those games to me that's a little bit like a racing game. Like when you're good at party animals and you win a lot, it's kind of easy to get bored with it.
Yeah, so I think you have to be, you know, you it reminds me a lot of like Rumbleverse when we were playing Rumbleverse of the game had an aspect about it that it was fun. But then, you know, what happened to it? I think it quit being supported, right?
The publisher wanted it gone, and so the developer needed a publishing partner to keep it going for all the reasons that, you know, I was just talking about. But to me, Rumbleverse is one of those games where there's a lot of people playing it, and I felt like we never got good at Rumbleverse. We were okay at Rumbleverse. Very quickly, I feel like we got good at Party Animals, and I know we put a lot of hours into it, but and I'm not good at a lot of games, so it's not me just tooting my horn. I'm not bad at racing like Patman is. I'm not bad at anything like that, just that bad, but I'm not good at most things either.
Yeah.
But we're good at Party Animals.
You're not as, you know, you're good at, I don't know, you play different types of games. So that's what I think makes us all unique that are friends here and play together, like friend of the show, Patman, producer Gerald, you and me, even, you know, Dan, Matt, all those guys had different tastes that kind of brought us together. And we played certain games together, and it was weird because there were certain games we all connected on, and then but we had our own games. Like I remember hopping on one night and you playing Kerbal, and I'm like, "What the hell is that?" And you're like, "Well, I got to make a spaceship and try to fly into space." And you're like, "You want? Here, I'll share play with you so I can see it." And I was like, "I'm about 20 minutes into it, and I was nodding off, going to sleep." But that's you. That's your thing. Like, you like the challenge of that. You like the aspect of a brain teaser, so to speak, on that.
I for sure play weird stuff.
Where Batman plays garbage like Monster Hunter and EDF. And, I'm kidding, Batman.
He does play some ass games, though.
but Batman plays like Baldur's Gate, things like that. Little bit different. He's played some Souls games. He likes a little bit more of a difficult game.
Also, to be fair to him, he's good at everything else we do. I don't know why he's so bad at racing. Because he's like naturally good at every game we play, but just ass at racing. It almost doesn't even make any sense, because he just can pick up anything for the first time and be decent, and then like three times into it, he can beat you. He wasn't great at golf either when we played Walkabout. He was all right, but he wasn't great at that. But like any shooter or anything like that, I mean, he's just a natural.
Well, he's playing in a closet if you remember.
He was, and he had a big room, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody in his household did, but I think he did.
Yeah, not everyone. Not everyone got that luxury. But
I think he was fine, though.
Yeah. Well.
So you can't blame that.
Somebody was going to be fine. It was always going to be him.
I think he's just not as great at miniature golf as some other people might be. But we definitely all play different games, and that hasn't changed. That's sometimes, I will say what has changed is like we play games, you and I play games together almost every night. And so we look for games that we can play together. But like my taste for games I play by myself hasn't changed. And you play a lot of garbage too, so yours obviously hasn't changed.
I do?
Yeah, you play a lot of dumb shit.
No.
Yeah.
No, name one.
College football, that's dumb.
Okay.
That's just Madden.
I'll let the people attack you.
It's just Madden.
No.
Yeah. 1,000% that's just Madden.
No.
They just added the college teams and gave you mascots, and you're like, holy shit.
Okay, I can't.
This
I
is
can't
wild.
Right now. I can't with you right now.
What's so different? You don't call the plays. What's different?
What do you mean you don't call the plays?
Like you're not the coach.
You could be.
What's different? Tell me what's different about college football.
Well, you would be able to say that every football game is Madden.
No, not everyone, but one made by EA. Yeah, I would say it about any football game that EA makes. I'm going to tell you it's just a reskin Madden, 100%.
No, they control different.
No.
Plays different, yeah.
Negative. It does.
It does. RPOs are bigger in there.
It doesn't control any different. The plays might be a little different.
No, it for sure controls different. There's same different game. Things. There's different things in it that you can do with touch passes and different physiques and things like that than aren't in Madden.
You play all the sports games. I think that's garbage because you buy them every year, and I'll never understand that because they don't change. They change so little year to year that, and they're so expensive. They're full price games.
So I will agree with 2K, right? So 2K is definitely a game that has not changed. Soccer has, so now called FC.
It doesn't change enough year to year, I don't feel like, to make it worth it.
Well, soccer did, and I'm not real thrilled over it because I don't care much for the new one. But no, the NHLs are pretty well the same. They may update how your skater acts or reacts and the hip physiques and the new mechanics and things like that. They're constantly updating small things, but no, I will agree with you. It's not large enough to be $63.59 every time that you buy a game, or that used to be the old PlayStation prices. I guess they're $70 now.
Yeah, $70 for a little bit different animation is just wild to me. And I'll never understand. You know, I get that there are people out there, the only thing they play is NHL, and they play it every year and stuff. And it's like, I get those people because they're diehards. That's their thing. That's what they do.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is that the casual people, because I don't think you play any of those games. I'll give you credit on college football. You've played it a lot. But like usually when you buy a sports game, I actually don't think you play it very much. And so you spend this money on it. You don't play it very much. And it's not any different than the one before. You literally could have just played last year's and it'd been pretty much the same idea. And they're just so expensive for such little changes.
So I only own, so when I look at my sports titles, because you were talking about them. So when I look at what I have and what I own now, this is games that I got for free too. I have UFC 4. I've been really looking at UFC 5, but I can't make myself buy UFC because again, what you just said is true there. I feel in that game. UFC 5 is not a whole lot different to me. But I bought WWE 2K24. It's one of the only wrestling games that I own. I don't buy them year after year. I have Tiger Woods 2K23.
You for sure had another wrestling game, though. This is for sure not your first wrestling game.
No, it's not, but I don't buy them every year. And I have Madden 24. 2K24.
You buy Madden every year. You buy 2K every year.
I do. I do. And that's pretty well what I have NHL 23. So yeah. Are you talking about AEW Fight Forever? That was a free game, if you're talking about that wrestling game.
No, I'm just talking about you buy, no matter what you just said, because you can say anything, nobody knows. You buy every sports game every year that comes out, and they're all the same. So you ask what garbage games you own. That's what it is. It's your love for the sports game that just doesn't change enough to warrant buying every year. In my opinion, lots of people do it, but there's just minimal change every year.
Yeah. So, in your opinion, that's fine. 8 Seconds to Glory is about the shittiest game I have.
That's a bull riding game.
Is it though?
Mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Now, you having shitty games is not a knock on you because everybody plays shitty games. Most people would call my entire library shitty games. I would tell you it's because people are uneducated and don't know what truly is great, but
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't. You love an annual game. Like you love, just like World of Outlaws, I can't imagine anything changing that game, really, to be honest with you. And you couldn't wait to get the second one. It sounds
Yeah.
exactly like the first one. You talked for 10 minutes and didn't tell me one thing that's any different.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it, and I pre-ordered it, and I've already got 5 hours into it.
But it's just that you love an annualized game. You love a thing that comes out. It they can make one of those every year that never changes, and you'll buy every one of them.
Yeah, I'm always gonna buy these. I love them. But what I will say is, another dude, and moving on away from you shitting on me about my gameplay,
Not your
is
play, your purchasing habits.
my purchasing habits. I bought a Portal. And talk about, let's transition from something that's, you're calling shitty to not shitty. Look, guys, if you don't have a PlayStation Portal, they are a little bit of a expensive purchase. But once you have it in your hand, gaming on the go, I will tell you, it is not a standalone. It is not the PSP. It is not a Switch. In my mind, it's exactly what it's intended to be, which is a remote play device, and it is fantastic. It has allowed me to open up, as I was saying, in my personal life. I get home, I'm just so tired. I reach down and grab my Portal, and I might race a race or two and then turn it off and go to bed. It is fantastic. I can race on it. I can play Astrobot on it. The screen is big enough that I can see, and there's no lag. And I'm not paid by Sony to say any of this stuff. Matter of fact, I've paid retail for every Sony product I own. And I really enjoy it. But I will tell you, I listen to you so much talk about how it feels. You don't understand what we say until you hold it. When you hold it and you put it in your hand, the balance, the weight, the way it feels, it's 100% a DualShock ripped in half with a what a 8-inch, 10-inch screen, whatever it's got there, in the middle of it, and the screen is fantastic. The colors.
Yeah, you had a backbone before this, and you kept saying you didn't need a portal because you had a backbone, and finally I just left it alone. But I'm like, they're not the same thing. They function in the same way, but they're not the same thing. A portal feels like a real thing. A backbone feels like a way to play PlayStation games on your phone.
Which is what it is.
Yes, but the portal feels like a thing. Like it feels like a real peripheral. It feels like a thing that they invested money and time in. It feels well made. I mean, I joke about it being a DualShock ripped in half because it is, but it feels like it was ripped in half well. The balance, it's weighty. It feels so. The thing is $200, and that is expensive. But when you hold it feels like $200. Like I don't have any issues figuring out where the money went. It feels like $200. It's heavy, it feels well made, it doesn't feel cheap. It's the layout is nice. It works really well for what it is. You know, it's a damn good product designed to do, and it does the one thing it's designed to do.
Yeah, I have not ever, since I've owned it, go, shit, I probably should have spent $200 on something else. And I've done that in my past, you know, with buying different things. I've been like, man, why did I buy that? I should have held off. Backbone, for example. I mean, I paid $100 for the Backbone, and I got it on sale when I bought it. But you have to have the Backbone subscription, which is it's not super expensive. I think it's like $14 a year, $8 or something like that. So it's not super expensive, but it allows you put not to just play PlayStation games remotely, but it'll allow you to do Xbox and Steam as well. But again, you're playing it on the size of your phone, and even Astrobot on my phone was, I don't know, the thought of it was like, ooh, this is cool, this is neat. However, let me pause for just a second. I am not a huge phone game player. I don't play many games on my phone. I think I might own two games total on my phone in its entirety. And those games are silly games like Clawy, which is a claw machine game, Ryan. You know exactly what I'm talking about because you're the one that turned me on to it. And the other one's like a real golf where you control a putt-putt golf simulator, which again, Ryan turned me on to. Those are the two games I have on my phone. And that's it. So I don't view my phone as a way to game. And I know some people do. I know some people play different types of games. Clash of Clans is pretty big on the phone and those types of games, but never have I ever been like, I gotta have that on the phone.
I think phone games have their place. Like I think some games are excellent on the phone. I don't want to play Astrobot on my phone, which is why I like same thing. I don't want to play Dredge on my phone. I don't want to play Cult of the Lamb on my phone. Some of these games that I've played recently that I played on the portal, like I don't want to play them on my phone.
Right.
Screen is tiny. Now I do like a phone game. I don't play many. I dabble here and there. I'll get into something for a little while and I'll, you know, and then get out of it. There's a couple things I do daily, just going through the motions, something to do when you have 3 minutes of downtime versus scrolling TikTok. But I do like a phone game. I like a phone experience. But I like one made for the phone. I don't know. The idea of playing anything anywhere is not great. Like I don't want to play The Last of Us on the train holding my phone. That doesn't sound good to me. It also doesn't seem like that's how that game was meant to be played. And I know that everything is, you know, it's your experience and you can do it how you want. But yeah, I don't think that's the best way to enjoy that game. I don't. And you're not ever going to convince me that the best way to play The Last of Us is, you know, on a 6-inch screen. I don't buy it. You know, with
Yeah.
a pair of earbuds in. Like, I don't think that's the way that game's meant to be played.
And I'll go on record and say that probably every game that's on PlayStation is not meant to be played on a portal.
Yeah,
I
100%.
would argue though that it would be tough for me and my style. Now this is what I'll say, my style of game is I have not found, and as I look through my game library, I don't think there is a game that I own. The way I play it is going to be bothered by the portal. I don't play Call of Duties anymore. I don't play, hadn't played a Call of Duty in probably 8 years or better. I don't play Battlefield. If you're online playing a competitive shooter, Portal's probably not the way you want to go.
Also, for those that don't know, he doesn't play any of his sports games online either.
I do not play sports games anymore online. I used to be very competitive in 2K online, but I don't play them anymore. I would probably say you don't want to play Rocket League on it. It's not a game, an area, a home for Rocket League. I do know they got Rocket League on the phone. I understand that. It's a totally different game from what you're playing on the system. But when I look here, Two Point Campus, yes. I could see myself playing Gran Turismo, a new 1800, Minecraft, Like I said, the no lag, those games are great. I wouldn't race online.
I think Gran Turismo, I don't agree with that one. I don't think that game is meant to be played on a portal either.
Maybe not, but I mean, I feel like if I could play Dirt Track Racing, I could play Gran Turismo on it.
I mean, you can play anything on it. You can play Call of Duty on it. I don't think that's the best way to play Gran Turismo. You take a game like Dredge, though. To me, Dredge was no worse on the portal than it is on the TV. I thought Astrobot played just as good on the portal as it would on the TV, but there were things in those challenges in Astrobot, I wasn't going to get them on the portal. I need the TV. I need to see everything. I think it definitely is a complementary device. Like, I don't think you get a portal and you're like, oh, I'll never turn on my TV again. I'll just only play on this thing. I don't think that makes sense.
I'd be like getting a MetaQuest and be like, I'm never watching TV again. I'll just watch it on the MetaQuest. You
Yeah.
can.
Yeah, you could. I wouldn't.
Yeah. It's neat to do for a time or two.
Yeah, I just, to me, anyone that's been listening for a while, I didn't use my portal very much, and I still don't. Since Astrobot, I haven't touched the portal. It's not something I'm going to use daily or even weekly, I don't think, in most cases, but I do like it. It's just for me, if I can have a TV, a bigger screen, and my regular controller, I still think that's a better situation for me. But where the portal shines is like for me at least. I like to watch the Titans games, and then after the Titans game, I like to have football on, but I don't give a damn what happens. I don't give a damn who wins. I just like to have it on, and for me, I'll cut that portal on. Same thing for halftime if I'm not at the game. I'll cut that portal on, and dude, I'll just play something easy that doesn't require much from me. And when the game's back on or when something gets interesting, I just literally set the portal in my lap, wait for it to stop being interesting, and go back to playing. It's great for that.
Yeah.
But it depends on the game. I wouldn't play anything new. I'm not playing anything where I'm. It's not a deep story game or anything like that. I played a lot of Astro during football, away football games, and I thought it was excellent for that. But it's still not going to be a thing that I use daily or weekly. It is great if you can afford the $200 and you are someone who plays a fair amount of games. I think you'll get use out of it. I don't think anyone that I play with regularly is getting like daily use out of that thing, though. I don't think you'll get daily use out of it for long. I know you're playing it a lot now, but I think that'll fade because I think you'll find games that you like on there and games that you don't like on there.
Well, no, I do not play it daily, but I would say that I probably play it since I bought it. I'm gonna average probably 2 times a week of playing it.
Yeah, and I think that's reasonable. I probably don't use mine that much and won't use mine that much, but I think that's a reasonable number. To me it's like playing the Switch docked or playing in handheld mode. It's great handheld. I played a lot of Animal Crossing that way, but I definitely played more with it docked, and I definitely, given a choice, like if I was going to start Tears of the Kingdom tomorrow, I don't want to start it handheld mode. Even though it runs fine that way, there's no issues that way. I just not my preferred way of playing really anything is on a smaller screen handheld unless I just have to. But during certain use cases, it's excellent and it works so well. The portal works flawless
Agreed.
in my case. Now I assume you need decent internet. I've not tried playing mine like, I haven't gone to the supermarket and tried to hook up to Walmart's Wi-Fi and see if I could play, Astrobot. That's weird. It's never dawned on me to try that. I don't bring it to work with me and play on my breaks. None of those things. I guess that would depend on the internet you have at home and the internet you're hooked up to where you're at. But in my case of I'm in my house on my home Wi-Fi, the same network my system is on, and I just want my screen on one thing and me to be able to play, PlayStation at the same time because I like to party. It definitely has worked well.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, if what we've talked about here kind of excites you and you're like, "Hey man, I'm thinking about checking it out." Then Sony just announced a great new lineup of stuff they got coming out. And
They have their
I'm going
30th anniversary stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you segment into that because I know you and
Oh my
friend of the
gosh.
show Pat Man and Gerald, producer Gerald, have really dove in and looked at some of the videos and stuff like that. I've just seen what y'all posted there, because you guys say that I'm weak with my money and then I'll end up buying some of it.
You will.
So,
Not if you don't look
but
at it, but if you look at it, you will.
I'm not as hype about it as you are. I think the stuff looks amazing.
So
I will go on record and say that.
I will say, if you don't have, if you're not nostalgic for like the first PlayStation, the OG PlayStation, if you're not nostalgic for that, it's just, it's not going to do anything. It's just a piece of plastic. You know, it's the same as what you have. But if that kind of thing gets you going, they have the 30th anniversary stuff, which, remember, they did stuff with the PS4 as well for I guess it was probably the 25th anniversary, or maybe even the
Right.
20th, I don't remember. But anyways, they have the PS5, the one that is out now. They also have the PS5 Pro, which we talked about last week. They have the Portal, which I thought was insane that the Portal's on here. But they have the Portal, then they have the DualSense as well, that you can get, and all of these are in that PlayStation gray. I think they look absolutely incredible. You know, it doesn't make the Pro any cheaper. So, you know, it's here's what I'll say. It's limited to $12,000 for the PS5 Pro. I don't know if they listed quantities for everything. I think specifically they said there would be 12,000 of those. It'll no doubt be a collector's piece. If you could buy it and not open it, it'll for sure go up in money like any of those things do. If you need a PlayStation, like you don't have one or yours broke and you're like, hey, I was gonna get a Pro anyways, I don't know why you wouldn't get this one. But you know, same thing, you know, it just to upgrade for upgrade's sake, I still think it's an awful lot to bite off, but I will say it got me thinking about it a lot more. I know it's just a gray case, but it got me thinking about it. It looks awesome. I'm a sucker for things that are numbered. I'm a sucker for,
i.e. his car.
yeah, I'm just a sucker for things that they hold value so much, you know, with a
Not his
collecting,
car, everyone.
no, like video games, when you things shouldn't still be collectible, right? Because anyone can buy whatever off Amazon, you know, whenever it comes out. You know, it used
Right,
to be a little
right.
harder to find and get things, so things shouldn't still be collectible, but oddly enough, they are. Like you could, things from a couple years ago are selling for sometimes hundreds of dollars more than what they cost when they came out, which is insane to me that that's still happening. So when I look at something like this, I do see it as a little bit of an investment. You could buy this, play it, and still get your money out of it years down the road. You could buy this PlayStation 5. You could play until PlayStation 5 is the old thing and PlayStation 6 is out, and you could get all of your money back out of this PS5. That to me is crazy.
That is crazy. And we want to go on record and say that we don't know that it's going to be called PlayStation 6. We just assume.
It will be. I'm going to go on record and say you're eating again, and people aren't going to like that any better than the last time you ate.
But I'm not eating. I'm actually, you started talking about collector's edition, so I'm unboxing my collector's edition of Animal Crossing Switch right now. So I
He's
am not eating.
eating it again. This is what it's like every night, and I don't care, but I know you guys will.
I'm not eating.
It's a
This is
problem for him. He can't not eat.
what I'm doing.
I don't know if the blood sugar gets low or what happens, but when we play, he can't not eat.
Yeah.
Candy, cheese, just whatever comes in a wrapper.
Yeah. Ryan hydrates all the time.
I
Hey,
do. I just.
I about knocked it off the desk and ended the podcast altogether here.
Well,
So
it wouldn't be as dramatic as that, but I have been playing this Little Big Planet thing the whole time we've been talking,
yeah.
and
Did
trying to
you
do a
beat
show. No. Trying to do a show and this, I'm not a good
Yeah.
mix. I've been god awful.
Yeah.
Before I strip the audio out, and this video still exists, I don't want people to look at this and be like, "Well, no wonder he can't beat it." He's
He's
bad. Yeah,
worse.
he's bad at it. That's probably why he's not beating it. I mean, I am bad at it, but I'm not usually this bad at it.
Yeah, well.
It turns out it's hard
So,
to do two things at once.
it is. That's why I had to get off of Astrobot for a
Start eating.
second. I did not eat. I'm not eating. I'm literally, you know that I bought this system, and I'm just finally getting it
Yeah, but
out of the
I already
box
saw
and
I
putting
saw
it
it out
together.
already.
No, you did not see it out. You
I'm
saw it
pretty
in the
sure.
box.
Pretty sure I saw it out already, and so what you're doing there is opening food.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not, so
It's okay, guys. I'll always tell you the truth.
this one doesn't have the Ethernet cord, so it'll be wireless in here. Do
The
they make the
dot.
switch now with the Ethernet dock?
I don't know. I don't know that the dock does or doesn't have Ethernet on it. I don't believe anything's changed with the dock. If what you're saying is the one that you have doesn't have it, I don't believe any of them do. Then you have to buy a thing.
Yeah, this one for sure don't have it, so
So you
I
already
was
had the
hoping that it
Switch. You
did.
just bought the one that is Animal Crossing Colors. Same one I have. It's an incredible looking Switch.
Yeah.
It for me, it's one of my favorite, not just because I have it, but it's one of my favorite color schemes. I love the Joy-Con.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet, pretty clean. I've told somebody that that's somebody being my wife that I was going to sell the other one, but I've made zero effort to sell the other one, so
You should sell the other one. You don't need two switches. I did get rid of my second. My first Switch whenever I got the Animal Crossing one. Switch is just to me not the system you need two of. Not you, but anybody. I don't even play my Switch, and it's a shame. I have games I want to play. I just
yeah.
don't make an effort to play anything on Switch, and I don't even know why. I do want to. I mean to.
You hate Switch.
I wouldn't say I hate it. I would. It just. When I like, hey, I want to play something, I don't even think about it. So maybe
Well,
I do hate it. I don't know.
I think it's just different. It's a time and place system for you, and it has to be a game. Animal Crossing, a new Animal Crossing comes out, brand new. I won't get you to play nothing else.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. But like, I do want to play Zelda. I mean, I loved whatever it's called. I loved it so much I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But I got 100 hours in that game. I
He
beat the
does his
shit out
wife
of
the
it.
same way, guys.
I just for
Love you so
me
much, I forgot who your name. Who are you?
I just I haven't wanted to be on my Switch at all. Just it doesn't matter what it is. I don't even know that I would play a new Animal Crossing that much right now. I just don't want to be on my Switch for whatever reason.
Right.
Because I do have games I want to play on it, and I still can't make myself turn it on. Every now and then I'll get it out and update it, and I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about your Switch?
Yeah, it just
Yeah.
sits here. I'll get it out. I'll get all the games on there updated. Everything good to go. Everything's ready. System's updated, and then I'll just put it back in the dock.
Well, if you had a Steam Deck, you could just play it all on it, from what I understand from one of our friends.
Yeah, I do have a
Because they
Steam Deck.
pretty well do whatever.
They don't play Nintendo games unless it's emulator, but friend of the show Patman thinks it does everything.
Everything.
I feel like he
Think it
regrets saying
does.
that though because we can't let it go.
Do we ever let anything
Well, I don't know, but we specifically have not let that go.
You don't know. We don't ever let anything go.
Sometimes things get let go.
You can't be on this fucking headset and mess up saying something, because if it's not Ryan, it's me. Like, you mispronounced something, stutter, one time. And we're like, damn, 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 talking's hard.
Not me, I let things go.
No, he's terrible.
So I definitely have games I want to play. Like I do want to play Pikmin. Like I said, I love Breath of the Wild. I want to play Tears of the Kingdom. Never got around to it. We got the Switch Sports, and I enjoyed it. Nothing. And I did play the Nintendo Championship, which I liked, but I still like had to force myself to turn the Switch on to play it. And I like the
Right.
game. Like when I get in there, it's fun, but it's like, I don't know, for some reason the idea of having to play my Switch seems like a chore, which is how my Xbox used to feel too. So I think it's just phases I go through.
Well, I now have it plugged up and charging, and I've got to buy me an HDMI, what is it, like a switching thing? Because I only have two HDMI ports in the back of this monitor,
Yeah.
and I'd like to play my Switch on the PC monitor that I have here.
You could upgrade to a new monitor that has more than two inputs.
I don't want to do that. I love this monitor. This LG curved monitor's probably been one of the best purchases I've made.
Yeah, but back in 92, you didn't need more inputs than two, and now you do.
I mean, maybe
It's
you can just
time.
buy you can buy a little jump a little box and it'll be fine.
Or a whole
I think
new, just big ass, full wraparound Samsung monitor.
if I had your money, I would, but I
Shit, you've got
don't.
your
Or
own.
if I had Gerald's money, who seems to always, you know, Gerald reminds me of the guy that's like, man, must be nice to be you guys. And then he's like, I'm on vacation again. I'm like,
Well, nobody takes more vacations than you, so that's a weird thing to bother you. And
No,
I mean
no.
nobody.
That's wrong. He takes more than me.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. He
Yeah,
takes a lot, but
dude,
not
he's
more than
made
you.
me look at a government job just so I can take as many vacations as him.
No, you take more vacations than anybody I know. Now, Gerald does these weird like weekend trips, which I think are weird. He'll go away
Yeah.
for 2 days. That seems like a
Yeah.
lot of work. So
Well,
if you count those, maybe, but like vacations, I've never known anyone. I assume like celebrities don't travel as much as you do. It's about 6 times a year you take a legit vacation, which is insane to me. But Gerald's pretty damn bad too, and I mean, longtime listeners know he's gone a lot. But
a
he does
lot.
this weird thing where he tries to justify it because he's like, it's not a vacation because we stayed with family. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Like, he tries to do use little tricks like that to get out of the fact that it's a vacation. It's like, oh, it's not a vacation because we drove. I'm like, that's just, it's, I mean, that's just a way to get places.
Yeah. So, what is he considering a vacation then?
When he goes to a new place and does not see, or goes to a place that he doesn't live and doesn't see any family-wise there.
So what I don't consider a vacation is if I have to go for work.
Yeah, right. So, like, if he goes, let's say he goes to whatever, Florida, and he stays with, like, we'll keep it easy. Gerald's brother doesn't live in Florida. Let's say he goes to Florida and he stays with his brother. That's not a vacation because he stayed with family. I
Here's
mean,
my
it
thing.
is. It is a vacation, just so everybody knows that I'm not insane. It is.
Right,
But he
right.
thinks it's not because he stayed with family. Or let's say he's going to stop by and see family on the way to a place. Doesn't
Yeah.
count because he saw family.
No. Here's what I'm gonna hit him with. What did you tell your job when you left? What did you say? I'm gonna be off and I need to take blank
Yeah, well,
vacation time.
knowing Gerald, because I feel like I know him pretty well, he probably said, I've got to go see family. I need to take a PTO day.
Pay time off. I got you.
Yeah.
Pay
And I
time off.
guarantee you, because he likes to frame it as if it's not a vacation, he probably told those people also, unfortunately, I've got to go see family. It's just a week on the beach, so I'm not sure what the deal is and who he's lying to, because it ain't me. I know what's happening.
Right. I do too, because y'all decide to text, and I could throw a text out there, and y'all might respond, you might not respond, but the moment one of y'all start talking, I'm like, good Lord.
Maybe you should check the quality of the messages you're sending out then.
I'm like, maybe y'all get this fucking conversation over with, please.
Maybe you check the
Respectfully.
quality of the text you're sending out if you're not seeing the replies you want.
Yeah,
It may not be about everybody else. It might be about what you're sending out there. That's all I'm
well,
saying.
y'all send out some bullshit.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the group message. You could leave it. So I know that you
That
secretly
it's
like it.
impossible. It's impossible.
No, you could leave one.
You can't.
But you would be upset because you wouldn't know what we were talking about.
Sometimes I don't care. A lot of times I don't.
I will say the chat's been lively lately.
Yeah.
It's been more alive than ever before. And I'm anti-group chat. I do like the one that we're in, though. It's real aggressive, but not in like a hurtful way. It's a lot of it's one person shares something they're happy about, and then everybody else just shits on them for it. Is basically what it is. A lot of negativity, but in a fun kind of positive way, you know. And
Don't anybody share something new they bought either.
yeah, because you're like, hey, check this awesome thing out. Everybody's like, oh, it must be nice.
Yeah.
But it's fun calling everybody out on their bullshit, and I do enjoy the group message. But it does get a little wild sometimes, and when you're having a busy day at work and everybody else is apparently unemployed,
Yeah.
and that mug is just a clicking and a binging and dinging and a beeping and a booping, I'm like, man, I wish they'd knock it off.
Dude, I drove home one day, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I have 10 minutes from my work to my home, folks. 38 text
I don't
messages in
think it
this
was.
thread.
I don't think it was 38.
It was. The bubble said 38. I said, what in the actual hell?
I don't think that's true though, because I think you didn't leave it. You didn't check it before you left work.
No, it's
Yeah,
it
you had
is.
38, but I don't think what I'm saying is it was a longer period than the 10 minutes.
Because what pisses me off is you're like, just for instance, you're like 2010, pretty sure I have the oldest vehicle in this chat. Shit, I wish I had Howard and Ryan's pockets, 1 year away from antique plates. And then Patman's like, I had a 2008 until I moved here and gave it to my uncle because of Tampa. And then you go, had in quotation marks.
Yeah, because I said I have the oldest active daily driver car, and then his response is I had a 2008. Well, that doesn't mean a damn thing. Yeah, I used to
Listen,
crawl
y'all.
and shit on myself.
Listen, Pete, for the folks at home, here's the timestamps. Patman starts this, and how many Steam Decks does the Cybertruck cost? 12:11. 12:13, Ryan answers. 12:13, Gerald says something. 12:14, Patman says something. 12:15, Patman says something again because I guess fucking a minute ago he forgot. 12:15, Ryan says something. 12:16, Patman says, you see what I'm saying?
That's not that much, though.
Yeah, I stopped for the people that may be just driving over a bridge and deciding to, instead of changing the channel, just to end it.
You message more than anybody on there, though, 100%.
I will post it.
Without a doubt. If you go back to always and count, you for sure message more than anybody. And you also message at the absolute worst times too. You'll send something out to the group at 12 o'clock, and then they're all sleeping, and then you'll do it again at 5 a.m. Like you have no respect for anybody's time. You're on your time
No.
for a group message.
I'm looking right here to see who posts what, and it's you guys.
No, now lately it's been more active, but if you go back, it was almost always you that used it, and there were very little responses.
I even posted here, don't any of you guys work anymore?
Which is comical. I won't go into why, but that's fun. That's a funny message. If you know, you know. That's a funny message. Now for the show, Patman got a job where he works from home. He's no longer at the office. I think
Yeah.
that has helped him have the ability to be a part of it more.
God, there's
I
so many
also
Steam
think,
Decks and Cybertrucks on here.
I feel like game nights brought us all closer to you.
Yeah. I
Because,
post the most TikToks, we'll put it that way. That I
well,
will agree to.
nobody in my lifetime will have ever sent me more TikToks than you. And that's if you stopped right now, nobody could ever eclipse what you sent me.
Well, I'm your best friend and no one else ever talks to
You send me so many TikToks. Some days I think about taking you off my even friend list on on my phone, because you'll send me 22 of them, and I'm like, they can't all be good, because you don't have any quality control. You'll
No, I
start out with
see.
a really powerful, good, funny TikTok, and then the quality just goes down and down and down because you watch too much, and so you start getting the videos that aren't even good anymore because you've watched all the good ones, and you just keep sending them.
Hey, I'm going through here. There's a lot.
Yeah, no,
So many.
nobody sends more messages on that group chat than you. I know that you're upset about it recently, but you use it more than anybody.
No.
It's just as of late, it's really caught fire. Gerald's usually quiet. He's the most quiet when we play too, but he's been real vocal in the group chat, which is new. And then, like I said, Padman's now available. Are you watching a TikTok now while I'm recording? That's worse than the food.
No, I accidentally clicked on something when I was trying to see how many TikToks I actually see. It is borderline psychotic, so I
Oh, how
will
many you
own
sent
that.
me?
Yeah,
Oh,
I was going
yeah.
through to see if there was a number count, and I was scrolling and accidentally, you know how when you put your thumb to scroll up, I guess I started one, so I shut it off real quick.
You for sure message the group the most, but yeah, the amount of TikToks you send me is it is psychotic.
TikToks?
Yep.
The fuck's a TikTok?
That's what's it's next. Just give it time, you'll see. It is insane.
Well, patent it.
Yeah, you send me the most TikToks. You send me more TikToks in a day than I watch in a day on my own.
Well, I will go out on a limb and say I watch more TikTok in a day than most of y'all in 3 days.
You probably watch more TikToks in a day than I watch in a week. I don't use it very much anymore. I probably do 15 minutes a day tops anymore. And most of them are honestly just clicking on the damn videos that you sent me. Now,
They're so good, though.
I don't even think Gerald has a TikTok, and Patman says he doesn't, but he says a lot. I don't think he's not dancing or anything in his driveway, but I do think that he has a TikTok and he watches them sometimes. Honestly, don't think Gerald does.
They seem to comment on the videos I send.
I don't know. For some reason, he couldn't watch the one I sent today.
Oh,
Gerald could.
really?
Yeah.
It's because he's traveling. He's on vacation.
Nah, he's seeing family. He's got to do the damn family thing again. I'm like, well, the family's on the beach, so I don't know how bad it really is.
Yeah.
My family's not on the beach, and if I'm going to visit them, it for sure is a family thing. It's very clearly not a vacation.
Well, that's unfair. You don't go on vacation.
But if I'm going to see my family for Christmas, it's not at the
Yeah.
beach. It's at somebody's house, and it's
And you're
potluck, which I don't
upset.
like. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I can't just let him say, "Oh, I'm on vacation again." It's like it seems his family events seem pretty pleasant.
To who? Because you don't think going to the beach is pleasant. We had this conversation coming back from the football game.
No, I like the beach.
I'm like, Ryan, no, yeah. Okay.
I could like
Yeah.
something and not do it and not have it though, 1,000%.
You could take Henry.
I'm not going
For
to the
those of you that
beach.
don't know, Henry is his cat.
I know you can't share enough of my personal information. It's the last show you'll ever be on. I think
You love Henry.
I've done 4,000 episodes of this and never mentioned my cat's name.
Fine.
He's been doxxed now. I'll have to change his name and move him. I do like the beach, but I don't like any vacation, and I don't like going places. I don't like spending money on something that I'm not going to physically have. I'm not a memories guy. So for me, a vacation is like money I would much rather spend some other way.
Yeah, I'm gonna spill. Y'all spill my finances every fucking week out here on the thing. So I mean,
That's
your
'cause you're
cat's name is just out there.
Yeah, well, your finances is out there too, 'cause you do a bad job with it. So that's why it's important that I share it. Just like I share that Patman's absolutely terrible at racing games, in case you guys didn't get that earlier. Bad. The worst you've
Yeah.
ever. If you think of the worst person you've ever seen drive a car, that's him. And he used to have a 2008, which is irrelevant to the conversation we're having now or the one we were having earlier.
He's so bad at racing games, I ask him, does he take the bus around town? Because I'm scared that he drives in real life.
He used to have a 2008.
2008, what?
I don't know. It didn't matter because we weren't talking about what we used to have.
2008 scooter?
It was a weird flex for him to be like, "I used to have a 2008." It's like, all right, well, my dad used to drive an 87 Prelude too. I don't know if I can count it.
Vespa.
Dude, Vespas are nice. I wouldn't be mad if he had a Vespa. But anyways, I don't even know what we were talking about. Gerald's on vacation. That's really the if there's one takeaway from this show, it's that Gerald's on vacation. And I do like the beach. I just if I'm gonna spend $3,000 to go on vacation, I'd rather spend $3,000 on a thing I could have after the vacation's over. That's my stance on vacations. I'd much rather spend the money on an actual physical thing than to spend it on going somewhere all day, every day. And I won't ever feel any different about that.
Okay.
Like, if I could buy the PS Pro or I could go do a weekend getaway in the mountains, I'd buy the PS Pro 10 out of 10
But
times.
you have Titans tickets.
Yeah, that's a thing.
So it's a beach.
I go to the beach once
You can
for
go for 7 days for $3,000. Where the hell are you going?
yeah, I could go one time. I could go to the beach and then be like, all right, so
You could damn near live on it for
beach
3 grand.
7 days. Now you can't live on a beach for that. You could go spend all 7 days on the beach and you'd be like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm tired of having sand in all the places. But you don't do that. You have to go eat, and everything is $70 when you go eat, and then you have to entertain yourself when you're not at the beach because it'll rain or be cold or nighttime, and you can't be on the beach at night. It's too creepy. And that's true. Beach
You
is
can
creepy
be.
as
You can go
no
crab hunting.
beach is creepy at night, and the ocean is even more creepy at night. It's dark, you can't see anything, but you still hear it. The
You're
ocean
out there
is.
with that. You're out there with that theme song. Yo ho,
Yeah, which is on
all
every North Sea video that I get.
hey.
The ocean's creepy at night. So that's like, it's a memory, right? You're paying for the memory of like, oh, remember that time I went to the beach, I was in eat and saw that crab. To me, that's not worth anything. And I know it's just to me. I'm aware of that. But to me, that's
You
not
could be a
worth
shitbag
anything.
and bring the crab home.
And then eat it.
That way you feel like you gave 3 grand for the crab.
That's not a good deal either.
I never said it was a good deal. I just said it if you need to hold on to something.
Yeah, to me, the physical is always going to just be worth more to me than the memory of a thing. I just that's not what gets me going.
All right. Well, that's weird.
That's what I don't like about a vacation. It's like I don't feel like past the, I might enjoy the 7 days or I may enjoy the 2 days, but past that, I don't get anything from it. It has no like after value for me. I don't ever just sit around and be like, oh, remember that one time I did that one thing? That not my memory doesn't work that way. I can barely remember what I did yesterday.
Well, I love it. I
Yeah.
absolutely love it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with loving it. It's not for me though. It's not for how I want to spend my money.
Right. I got you.
If you gave me the choice to buy something or go somewhere, every time I buy something. Every time. I'm just not that interested in going anywhere. I like the place I'm at. I like my house. I like being around my stuff.
Yeah,
I
I'm
do.
not.
You don't like your home?
My home's fine, but I've told you if something ever happened to my mother, I would look to go to Florida.
Yeah,
And
Florida's fine for a week.
I'll tell you, arguably, you are my best friend. And I have brother, sister that live here in town. I see you more than I see them. My wife's family, I mean, I swear the worst thing would be packing up and going, I'm not gonna I would always talk to you, but knowing that I'm not gonna do the Titans games with you anymore, things like that, because I'd be moving away. And I would still be ready to go. Because that's where I wanna be.
Yeah, but I think it would get old. Like I think when it's there every day, everybody I know that lives around the beach doesn't go once they live there any amount of time. Like you don't do the things around here you can do that are close because you've done them. Like I think the beach is exciting, but once you're there for a while, like I don't know that that excitement carries on. Now, if you're going for the weather or something, 1,000%, because the weather kind of blows here. Not like up north blows, but still, it's not great. So if you're just like, hey, I want year-round weather where I can wear shorts, 1,000%, or the
Yeah,
golf or whatever.
100%. That's why I'd want to go, but
But like, just going for the beach would be crazy, though.
So, if you went on a vacation with me, let me very quickly, because we are running long on this show,
Oh yeah, need to wrap her up.
but I want to tell you, a vacation for me, if I'm gone 7 days, 5 days, or whatever, and it's a beach vacation, right? We've set out and said, hey, we're gonna hang out at the beach. Day one, I'm up 7:30. I'm getting our stuff together, lathering up the oil on me that I need to keep myself from burning.
Just call it sunscreen because it sounds weird the way you're saying it.
No, I'm P. Diddy.
With
all that oil.
I don't think you want to be P. Diddy right now.
No, I don't think you ever wanted to be P. Diddy.
You just said you were him, and that's a weird flex right now.
Yeah, with all the oil is what I mean. So then you go down there, right? And I find the perfect spot, and I set up. And literally, dude, literally, I don't leave. I sit in a chair. I walk to the water to cool off. I come back. I sit back in my chair. I have a cooler. I have snacks packed from the night before for that day. And I leave at 6:30 or 7 that afternoon. Go back, shower, we go eat, come back, go to bed. That's it. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, I don't drink, so I'm not going to be sitting around doing that. I don't really want to eat snacks. I'd rather go get a meal. And I like the ocean. I can spend several hours there, but, like, I don't want to do anything all day long. And that's not different if I'm at home either. Like, I don't want to do, there's no activity I just want to do all day. Like, I can guarantee you, even though I like the beach, once I'm there for a few hours, I'm ready to not be there. Like, once I, probably 4 hours, I don't need to be at the beach anymore that day. Now, I could go back tomorrow. But the idea that that's the thing I'm doing all day that day, don't like that either.
Yeah, see, like, my wife and kids, they'll come and go. They'll come down to the beach for a while, and then they'll go up, take a nap, eat, watch TV. Not me. I've got a radio, a drink, and snacks. And the water. That's all I need. Heaven.
But I'm not going to sit out back. Like, I'm not going to do that either, like, all day. Like, you sit at your pool all day. Like, I would never do that. I didn't do that when I had a pool. Not ever going to. If I had a pool today, I wouldn't do that. I'm just not, like, a sit-in. Like, I sit anywhere and do anything for too long because I think there's other stuff that I could be doing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Sometimes you just need to fucking unplug your mind for a little while and just reset.
But see, I'm the opposite because when I unplug is when I'm most uncomfortable. The busier I am, the better off I am. I hate not having anything to do. I don't like sitting still. I don't like any of that. I can't stand it. I get super restless real quick. Like, you know, I watch the games when we go, but I'll be honest, like, when I'm at home and the game is on, I do 1,000 other things. I'm watching it, but I just can't sit still. It's just not in my system. I can't just sit and do anything. I used to be able to when I was younger, but as an adult, I can't. I'm always doing something else.
So, I don't know how much, I mean, I gotta believe you because it is you, right? But You don't leave the game. Like, you don't get up from your seat a whole lot, but there's a guy that wears skinny jeans who will remain nameless because we don't know his name that runs up and down the stairs. I don't know how he sees any of the game.
Well, I'm not going to get up there because, first off, I don't like big groups of people, and everywhere you go, there's a big group of people. So, there, my happy place is sitting in my seat because it's where I'm typically the least amount of bother, you know, at a game. And so, you know, I do like that, but, like, at home, I don't pay as much attention to the game as I do when I'm in person. I think that's probably most people, but I 100% will do something else while the game is on at home. And I'm still paying attention, and I still care what happens, but I'm not glued to it. I'm not glued to any show I've ever watched. Like, I do other things. And even at, you know, it's why at night we play for a couple hours, but we usually just play for 3 hours a night, and I rarely ever play games during the day, almost never. Because I just always feel like there's something else I could or should be doing. I don't know. It's just how I'm wired. So, like, the idea of unplugging to you is, like, sounds great to me. That sounds horrible. I'd rather just keep on keeping on. I like a task. I don't like an agenda, but I like having things I need to get done or even getting things done. I did so much crap today so that I don't have to worry about it tomorrow. And to me, that feels great. And I would be stressed if I didn't do it. I could have done nothing all day. It wouldn't have mattered, but I wouldn't have felt good about it. And I wouldn't have enjoyed my time of doing nothing.
So I do get that. There is a satisfaction in and taking care of business, right? Maybe not a list of things that you have to do, but just some things you know you need to do and you want to get knocked out. I call that taking care of business. You know, it's your business to, no one else is going to do it. You got to do it. But you don't have to do it right away. So there is a feeling of accomplishment when I do things like that too. But for the most part, the more I can do nothing, the better off I am.
Yeah, see, I don't like doing nothing. I mean, people always say, like, oh, if I hit the lottery, I would keep working. Everybody's like, yeah, right. I seriously would. I wouldn't, I don't think I would change anything about my whole lifestyle if I hit the lottery. It's just, I like the way I do things.
If I hit the lottery, I feel like I'd be busier.
No, I just think you would do nothing all day.
Shit. I'd
More.
own race car. Be working on it.
I think you'd do more vacations, but I don't think you'd be busier because, and it's not a knock on you. I think a lot of people are this way. You're pretty comfortable doing nothing. Like you enjoy your time of just relaxing and hanging out. I don't know. I'm weird with that, you know. Just I've never been like that. You know, when I was younger, I could sit and play video games all day and be fine. Like, if you told me tomorrow I had to wake up and play 15 hours of PlayStation, I'd be like, pass. That sounds absolutely terrible to me. And I love playing games, but that sounds absolutely terrible to me. Because there's other stuff I need to do that I would much rather do than play all day long. Playing all day all just doesn't sound good to me. And it's like that with everything, and so that's my problem with it. That's a really long talk about vacations, but that's my issue with vacations is I do like a beach. There are places I'd like to see, but it doesn't sound more appealing than just doing the stuff I need to do and spending that money on something that will have some value later on for me.
I guess.
'Cause I don't find
Interesting.
value in the going and doing the thing 'cause I'm not an unplugged kind of guy.
Interesting take.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if people feel that way. That's just how I feel.
That'd make you wrong.
I mean, I assume most people like vacations. I know some people that don't. I don't know if it's for the same reasons, but I do know some people that don't like vacations.
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't make you wrong. See, if we could learn this as a human society, we would argue less. It's okay that you don't like to do that. We're still friends. I love to do that. We could still be friends.
Here's
It's
what I'll say
crazy.
though. I think that you understand that I don't feel that way, that I don't like them, but I don't think you understand it.
No, so I'm not going to say that because my brother, I have a brother that is,
Everybody's getting out of this episode.
is extremely is extremely not an outdoorsman person, and I've always been an outdoorsy person. He goes to the beach. He may spend he's he reminds me a lot of what you said you were doing there. He spends a few hours, if that, and then the rest of the time, like, he's either watching NASCAR if it's a weekend, or he's up in the condo doing something else. Not down there, but me, I can sit in the sun all day, give me a small drink, just let me do my thing. And he's not a drinker. He don't, you know, he remind, like I said, he reminds me a lot of you and the way you were talking there. And I respect that. That's his choice. That's his happy place, so to speak. And if your happy place is what you just described, then who am I to tell you you're wrong? It's fantastic if that's what you like to do, then I'm glad you're able to do those things. But like you getting things done and just being like, yeah, man, that's it for me, doesn't make you wrong. But for me, it's like, man, my happy place is as little as possible.
Yeah. I mean, Dan was always wired that way too. Long time listeners know we've had this conversation before. Dan was like, hey, I would be thrilled to do absolutely nothing every day. Like, I think if you told Dan that all you needed him to do today was stare at the wall, he would be like, hell yes. And I'm just not, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I want to be one of those people that works till they die. People are always like, you don't want to work until you're dead. I'm like, yeah, dude, that sounds great. Like, just, and I don't even care what job it is, as long as it's a job, you know, as long as I need to go in and do something. I love that idea. But I would say most people, friend of the show, Matt, would love to do nothing every day. He talks about it a lot. I think I'm probably the weird one in this situation, but yeah, it's just always been that way for me.
This all started from Gerald going on vacation,
Yeah, because he's a
aka
liar.
not vacation.
That's my problem with Gerald, is his lies. I just had it up to here with his lies.
I wish I had Morgan Wallen's lies it's queued up.
They would get us copyright strike. We should end this show though. It's long as hell, and it's also late, and I gotta be up early.
Yeah.
You know why? I got a couple things to do before the game.
Okay.
You know, I want to go out on this fault. Sometimes I wonder how you ever get anything done.
What? Hold on.
Sometimes I wonder how you ever get anything done.
Explain.
I think about this a lot. Now, this won't make sense to people because I talk to you every day. But I'm like, what'd you do today? And you're like, oh man, I got up at 9 and ate breakfast and played some games. I went to the pool, stayed at the pool for, you know, 4 hours, and then I had some dinner. And I'm like, when does the yard get mowed? Like, when does anything get clean? When do you do laundry?
I do laundry while I'm playing games.
That's sometimes what I think about. And I can't tell if it's because you're one of those people that, like, we've got friends that are like, man, I don't do anything at work. And you're like, you probably work harder than what you say, because if not, you'd be fired. Like, I know people
Yeah.
that way. So I wonder if sometimes you make it sound better than it was, but I'm like, I don't know how you ever get anything done, ever.
Well, I'm a just a very task-driven dude, so when I get up, if I know I gotta mow or I have to do something, whatever that thing set forth is, I do it. Like I will get up at, I don't sleep till 9, cute, but 8 o'clock, I'll give you that. But if I get up at 8, by 8:30, I'm on the mower. It
Well, the
takes me
grass is
literally
wet.
40 minutes, dude. John Deere don't give a shit if it's wet. I hear you, and I know you won't mow yours if it's wet. I get it. I don't give two shits. I'm out there mowing. Just gone.
Clumped up looking like ass. I got you.
Yeah, I have a mulching deck and it's never clumped.
Yeah.
So, I mow it up and then I weed eat and then I clean the mower off, put it back in the garage, put everything back up, shut her down. I'm done. It's it. I'm not out there in the heat of the day. Of course, I also it doesn't take me 45 minutes like it does you. You look like a beekeeper out there fucking mowing.
Yeah, protecting my skin. I got you.
Yeah, not me. I'm out there in the elements, just letting shit roll, and we'll figure it out later. But when it's time to do laundry, I do my only my laundry. I don't know how you do yours, if you do your family's or not. But we quit that years ago. My wife does hers, my kids do theirs, and I do mine. So. My clothes literally takes 1 hour and 45 minutes to wash. That's whites and colors. And then to dry, probably about 1 hour and 30 minutes on both of those to dry. And then I put them straight away. I even bought a one of those things like you would see at the store that folds your t-shirts.
Yeah, I
Were
used to
they
have one of
perfect?
those.
Yeah, because I fold my shorts that way. I fold my shirts that way and put them in my drawer. Now my socks and underwear just kind of go in the drawer, but I don't really fold those. I just kind of toss them in the drawer. Here's another fun fact. I don't match my socks because I wear the same style socks. So I just throw them in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm losing a ton of time matching my socks up, but I just feel like if you truly did what sometimes what you tell me you did, there'd be no way to ever get anything done.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, right now my garage needs cleaning. I was looking at it because it just constantly collects shit, and no one can ever shut the door. So the wind, when you got the man door open and the big door, just pushes debris and shit up in there, and I gotta clean it up. Literally, I'll come home from the game tomorrow. I'll mow and I'll clean that up, and it'll be perfect. And then I'll be watching the night games.
See,
So.
I mowed today because I don't want to do that when I get. Because the game, if you've never been to a game, it screws the whole day up when you go. Like, it takes forever. I know games on TV take a while. It just add 2 hours to the front of that and an hour to the back of that if you go. So it's like, if the game is at noon and you're going to get home at like 5. So then you're cutting grass from 5 to 6. You clean the mower up and everything. Now it's
Yeah.
6 o'clock. You need to eat dinner. But you gotta have a
Yeah.
shower because you're nasty because you cut the yard and you sit out in the sun. So it's like 6:30, you're eating. You're done eating at 7. And then you're not gonna feel like doing anything because it's been a full damn day. So then you're just gonna watch TikToks until 11:30 and then fall asleep.
I mean, some days you just fight through it, man.
Yeah, it's weird because I feel like of the four of us that talk pretty often, everybody definitely does things differently. Like Patman will play games all day long, and so will Gerald, and so will you. And I would say Patman plays the most out of all of us. He plays a ton. And Gerald plays a lot too, but Gerald doesn't play as much as he used to.
You for sure don't play as much as you used to.
I for sure play the least out of all of us.
Yeah. Except for Astrobot.
I
You
mean,
played it like you had something else to do.
well, my problem is if I don't finish a game when I start it, I'll never finish it. Because I won't stick with it because I just don't play enough. So I've got to, if I start something and I like it, I've got to see it through right then. Because if I don't, there's zero chance I'll ever finish it. Because I just don't care to go back to it. Once I get onto something else, I'll never go back.
See, like we were talking about games earlier, and I have World of Warcraft. I have the new expansion. Haven't even played it. Haven't even turned it on to play it. I have a 6 month subscription that I paid for. Have not even turned the PC on to play it because, I've just been really busy, with stuff at work and then refereeing soccer, and with my mom being in and out of being sick. It's just been a lot,
That's why I
a
had to
whole lot.
finish Astrobot because I'm one thing away from just not ever playing it again because that's how things go for me. So if I find something I love that I can see the end, I push through it pretty hard.
Yeah, so I thought tonight when we got on and did this, I was like, maybe we'll jump in and play some the Spin Tires joint, but you were real quick like, I'm just tired.
Yeah, I should have gone to bed instead of doing it because now it's almost 1 a.m.
Mean, now you might as well just stay up till I come get you.
Yeah, basically that's where we're at. It'll be another night with not enough sleep. Didn't have to be that way. We chose to make it that way again. And then tomorrow it's going to rain right before the game, and it's going to be 93, so it's going to be like watching football from inside of someone's mouth. The whole time we're there, it's going to be hot, sticky, and humid. And everybody knows when you get in groups that large, there's some people you don't want to be around in a humid environment.
Yeah.
And so that'll be happening all around us. I will say we have a pretty, I don't think we have a smelly section. I've never smelled anybody in our section, but they'll be around at like the concession stand, things like that.
There'll be a bunch of them dumbass cheese heads there.
Yep, playing Green Bay, and there's a real chance Titans could be 0-3. Not how you want to start your year. So it's also something that could happen tomorrow. But I'm gonna be tired. You like to leave for the game at 4 a.m.
Don't
to
want to be late.
make sure we don't miss the noon kickoff. This other thing you like to do is be like, what about all the festivities? And if you've never been to a Nashville, a Tennessee Titans game, there's not any festivities. But you're always worried about missing the non-festivities.
Was real disappointed in the festivities. No
Yeah.
Plinko? I was like, what'd they cut them out?
I don't know. There's been a lot of changes, and I assume they're all tied to the new stadium. They're signing new partnerships. Or maybe Bally's just didn't see any return on investment, but Bally's has been a staple.
Yeah, I was super concerned that I didn't get that lip balm, you know.
Yeah, since I've been going, they've had the Plinko that you drop and win a prize. But even that was not a thing like a that's not a Titans thing. That's just a vendor.
Right. Right, but now you walk in there and there's nothing.
They have a stage with somebody singing. And if you're visiting Nashville, that's probably exactly what you want. But if you go to all the games, you're like, I don't need to see someone I've never heard of sing. No offense to them. I'm sure they're great. It's too loud. The speakers are blown out. And they have the cheerleaders out you can take pictures of. That's definitely not my thing. If that's your thing, that's great. It's not my thing. You can throw a football through a tire. It's cool. We do it. I don't know why we do it every time, because if you've done it once, you've done it before. They have a ring
Mainly
that.
because we like to talk shit to each other.
They have a ring on a rope that you can try to like stick on a pole, which is, I guess, popped up last year. I don't really understand it. You don't win a prize for it. No one mans it. It's just like a, you could just grab it and do it or not. I will say the last game they had some legacy players, they called them, but just former Titans there signing autographs, which was neat. That's the first time I've seen them do that. And there was actually no wait for that, if that tells you anything about the fan base.
And who the players were.
Yeah, well, the players were all right. I just, no one gives a shit about the actual football side of things, I think. It's a lot of visitors that are there on vacation. But yeah, there's no
Visiting
festivities.
family.
We don't have to be there at 4. Well, it's not a vacation if you're visiting a family. It's just a family trip. Actually, we'll take trip out too. It's just a family thing. I hope Gerald listens to this on the way back so that he can explain to everybody in the car why it's not a vacation. And how
Also,
he's
why he
definitely
doesn't
right.
eat chicken.
He does eat chicken. That's just a thing he says out loud. We'll leave it at that. This is like 16 hours long. It's like an old episode. We don't ever do that anymore. I'm not even sure if we've been recording this whole time either.
I
So we'll
think
find
Ryan
out.
just got tired,
I've been
blacked out.
tired. I've been tired this whole time. I was tired at 10:30. You told me you're gonna be on at 9, and you're like sliding here at 11. I'm the most
My
tired.
mom, bro.
I mean, the reason doesn't matter. I'm the most tired.
Gotta take care of her.
I already dozed off, and you're like, "Hey, let's play Expeditions," and I'll eat the whole time. People love when you eat, right? I'm like, "Well, they don't, but I know you can't go 45 minutes without it." So now it's 1 o'clock because of all that.
Well, 40, but
It's basically.
You're exaggerating.
Yeah, because I don't have narcolepsy like you. You'll shut this off. It's 12:41. He'll shut this off and he'll be asleep at 12:45. I'll be up till 1:15 trying to process everything.
That's because you can't shut your brain off.
Yeah,
We just talked about this.
that's why I don't want to do all the crap you keep talking about, because my brain doesn't like it. You have anything else?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Head over to patreon.com/GameStitch if you want to support us. Oh, cat done creeped up on you. Gerald doesn't ever check our social media, so there's no point to say it every week like he does, but if you want to tweet him, he's at Hoffman Show, where we are at game_Stitch. I don't guess it's called tweet anymore either, if you want to X him. I don't know what it's called now. But if you want to do that thing, that's where he's at. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
So yeah.